Today's daf is Masechet Shavuot. We're holding a daf Chof Dalet. And let's remember what it is that we're discussing over here. The question is that the Mishnah seems to contradict itself in first announcing that when you make a Shavuot that you will not eat, that if you eat things that are inedible, that there's no problem. They're not included in the Shavuot. And on the other hand, the Mishnah goes on to say that, however, if you say, I will not eat, and you eat nevelot, trefot, shkatzim, verimashim, which, according to the way the Gemara understands things now, are essentially inedible, so then you would be chayiv. Is this not a contradiction? Now, we understand where we're going. We're obviously at the end of all of this. We're going to have to make a distinction between physically inedible and, as we said before, the lion that's roaring on it, as we said in the Sfora in Rava before. But right now the Gemara is looking for an answer without needing to change its initial assumption. And indeed, according to some Rishonim, it never really does change that initial assumption, but we're going to follow Rashi's approach. And so what we did was yesterday, we explained that there's two separate cases. The first case in the Reisha is saying, you just said the words, I'm not going to eat, and you didn't explain what it is that you're not going to eat. So over there, indeed, you would be potter if you eat inedible things of any kind. And the Sefer is talking about where you said the Feirush, I am not going to eat at all, not kosher things, not unkosher things, and therefore you would be usher on those things. Now, the question was, how could it be chal on non-kosher things? Are you not mushbava or made mihar Sinai? And we know that one shvuah cannot be chal on an existing isur, just like any isur chal al isur. So too a shvuah won't be chal on any isur. So the Gemara had two approaches. And these were the two approaches that we've discussed really in the past. We have on the one hand Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, all of whom say it's talking about an isur kolel. So since the case given was where you assert achila even of kosher things and achila of non-kosher things, this being one shvuah, since it's chal on the broader range of things, which is including the kosher things, it's by definition going to already be, it can't be chal in pieces. Either it's chal or it isn't chal. So once it's chal on those things, it's also chal on the things where otherwise it would have been usur anyway. The technical name for such a thing is isur kolel. Kolel means inclusive. It's more inclusive. So the previous isur of nevela only included nevela. The current isur of any food includes all foods with nevela as part of the set of all foods. Okay, so as long as we broaden the set, we include any subsumed sets within it. This was one approach. Now, Rish Lakish did not like that approach. Rish Lakish says the only possible way that you're going to make this work is by saying that it's talking about a case where the Shvuah was chal in a way that Asr something was previously mutar. And that could only be Chatzi Shiur. Is Chatzi Shiur mutar? Well, apparently Rish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shiur is mutar, and that happens to be the case. That it's any isur that would be involved in a chatzi shiur is only derabbanan. Is a shvuah chal on chatzi shiur? Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, it always is. That was the Mishnah. And according to Rabbanan, it would be if you said so beferish. So the Mishnah would be talking about one of those two issues. Either it's Rabbi Akiva, stam shvuah, or it's the Rabbanan and you define it. Okay. Now, in order to establish why it was, we're just bringing you up to date now, in order to establish why it was that Reish Lakish wouldn't say the Isser Kolel, so we said he does not hold of Isser Kolel in cases where you have a custom-designed Isser. Because if the Isser is the classic case of Isser Kolel, which is, let's say, a nevela on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, by definition, a general Isser. This guy happened to create artificially Yom Kippur by saying, I won't eat anything, and not only that, included in that anything is nevela. And now he says, well, since I've got a new custom-designed isser, there's no such set as a custom-designed isser. That's by definition not a set of isser. what he said about Nevela is irrelevant, and therefore forget about it. So his Shvua would not be Chal on the Nevela in an Isser Kolel. But Isser Abba Ayadei Atzmo, a custom-designed Isser, Lo Amrin, and there we do not say the Isser Kolel. Now that's where we were up to, which is the second line on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Now, says the Gemara, the advantage in Reish Lakish's approach is that it explains as a matter of course why it is that Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah would argue. The reason that Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says it's not going to include these things, is because Rabbi Shimon, of course, as we saw earlier, he holds that a chatzi shiur is usur anyway. So therefore, it's just a byproduct of Reish Lakish's approach that Rabbi Shimon is going to argue in the Mishnah. Because since the only case we could find where the Isser is going to be Chal on the Velas is Chatzi Shir, and Rabbi Shimon holds that Chatzi Shir is a Chiev, always of Malkus, and that the din of Chatzi Shir was only Legabe Korban, so obviously he can't agree with the Mishnah, because you're not adding any new Isser. So according to Reish Lakish, Bishum Hachi Pata Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Koshu Hulamakot, Velom Rukazayat Elele Korban. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbi Shimon, on an Isser Kolel, why would Rabbi Shimon say, you're Pater? Well, what do you mean, why? Mide hu taim elem bishum Isser Kolel? Why was Rabbi Yochanan saying you would be chayav al libid rabbona on the Nevelot? Because you included other Isserim with the Nevelot. Rabbi Shimon happens to hold, again, as a matter of course, works out perfectly. Because Rabbi Shimon's shita all over is that there's no such thing as an Isur Kolel. The letla Isur Kolel de Tanya. Now this, you understand the previous discussion about Chatzi Shir, the Ritva points this out. The reason that we would expect that Rabbi Yochanan was aware of the din of Chatzi Shir, like Reish Lakish would be, but wouldn't know about Rabbi Shimon's shita of Isur Kolel, is because Rabbi Shimon already raised the question of Chatzi Shir in his argument with Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Whoever heard of such a thing? So that was the part of that discussion. But this is a new Braita, and it's not necessarily implied in the Mishnah. Therefore, the Gemara needs to talk it out, that it works out just as well, interestingly enough. According to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon will naturally disagree because of Chatzi Shir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon will naturally disagree because of opinion of Yisr Kolel. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, in the classical case of somebody who eats a nevela on Yom Kippur, he is potter, because since there was always an Isser of eating nevela, which is not an Isser Karet, and now Yom HaKippurim comes along and adds additional things to that Isser, that doesn't matter. You can't add an Isser to something that's already Isser. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, there's no Chiev on Yom Kippur, which means that if you ate it Bishogeg, there's no Chiev at all. So Bishleim al Reish Lakish. I understand now the way Reish Lakish is learning Mashkachat la Balav Vehein. You can have this Shvua Bichal. Because remember, Reish Lakish understands at the beginning of the Mishnah is that he addressed the Shvua to a Chatzi Shir. Since a Chatzi Shir, according to Reish Lakish, is Parev, there's no Isser, there's no Chiev, obviously, to eat an Isser of a Chatzi Shir, it fulfills one of the criteria of Shvua, as we're going to see later, is that any Shvua needs to be capable of existing as a positive and a negative. This we learn out from the fact that it says Lahara Leitiv. So since it's Lahara Leitiv, I need to be able to say, I will eat this, and I won't eat this. If you can't say both, then you can't say either. So according to Reish Lakish, in the same way that I could say, I answer myself on eating a Chatzi Shir, you could also say, I make a Shvua to eat a Chatzi Shir of an Avela. Because a Chatzi Shir of an Avela, according to Reish Lakish, isn't Aser. And therefore, this Shavuah will, in fact, obtain. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, an Isser Kolel, there's no way to make an Isser Kolel on a Chiev to eat Nevela. How could you ever make a positive Shvua that I will eat a Nevela as an Isser Kolel? It's a joke. There's no positive. No, he doesn't deal with Chatzi Shir. Irrelevant Chatzi Shir to him. Chatzi Shir is irrelevant to him. He holds a Chatzi Shir anyway, says. So let's see that inside. Bishlama, I understand Aliba the Reish Lakish. Mashkachat v'balavein. This Shvua meets the criteria of being both as a lav, not to do, I will not eat, and as a hain, that I will do. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, the lav is obviously, I will not eat. That we managed to figure out as an Isser Kolel. But there would be no way that I could be mechayev myself to eat. There's no hein, and therefore there's no shvu at all. Heichem hashkachat la. Therefore, scratch that. Our whole approach now was obviously wrong. We need to go back to the beginning and re-explain the difference between the two clauses in the Mishnah. And of course, we go back to what we understood all along, because we already saw it before in Rava. There's a difference between inedible, physically inedible, and inedible because of the Isser of the veil of a trefot, which we say is the equivalent of a roaring lion, but has nothing to do with the material. It's completely edible. That's the difference. So in the ratio where you said, I won't eat, and you go ahead and eat dirt, they're your potter. Achal ochlin, that are not barachila. It's not included. You said you won't eat. Eating dirt is not called eating. But eating the velot v'treifot, that is certainly called eating. It's just that you don't do it because of the lion. It's like eating your yogurts and dafyomi. There's a lion on top of you that may eat you up. No reaction from the culprit here. But it's certainly edible. I mean, it looked like very good yogurt. So that, and we already saw that distinction. Kidarava. Yamar Rava. Shvu'a shelo ochel. A guy says, I swear I won't eat anything. And he eats dirt. V'achal afar. Then he's fatur. But if he eats the velot v'trefot, he's chayav. Says Rav Mori, you know, you guys, you didn't read the rest of the Mishnah. I mean, it's obvious that that's the answer. Because the Mishnah throws in this crazy case of a guy who says that if I ate today, then my wife is not allowed to have any hanah. Now, it turns out that he did eat, except that he ate at McDonald's, right? So, okay, so his wife thought that he was eating over at some girlfriend's house. He said, oh, I swear, if I ate today, then that's the end. But he really did eat, except it was at McDonald's. So the Mishnah says that nonetheless, that's called eating, and he's chayav. Now, what's the point of that addition in the Mishnah? To show me that eating at McDonald's is called eating, even though he ate nevelot v'trefot. There you go. So it's built into the Mishnah, this distinction. Let's see that inside. We learned this in the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah continues to say, konim ishti ne'enetli im achalti ayom. And it turns out that he actually had nevelot v'trefot shkatzim v'rimashim. The din is that his wife indeed is Asurala, because he asked her. Nah, come on. You can't bring a raya from that, because that's ex post facto. He already ate at McDonald's. So if he's saying, if I ate today, what do you mean if you ate today? You did eat today. So you're saying, well, I mean, nobody would consider eating at McDonald's eating, would they? Instead, you just came out of there. What he's saying, you yourself were machshav McDonald's. How can you now say you didn't eat? So over there, since it's ex post facto, says, well, if he asks, what kind of comparison? Hatam given to me karaha achal. First you eat, and then you start swearing about whether you ate. Obviously, you did eat. Other ishtavale. So chashuve achshave. You made it kosher. What's that?
We have a remiss here. Came to visit. We have the malam.
What is that?
It's
an ant. Rishkatzim remashim. Elohacha, but in this case where you want to ask her eating a McDonald's up front, how do you know that? I mean, I don't disagree that this is not, it's a valid distinction. But you certainly can't prove the distinction from the Mishnah. Because the case of the Mishnah, I could easily argue, has nothing to do with the case where you're trying to Asr eating and then claim that eating includes eating at McDonald's. How do you know? There, mi'ach sheve. The fact is, of course, that we stick with our answer and we do consider it. We're just saying you can't prove it. Let's go to Drash. Omar Rava, my time at the Monte Isla Isser Kolel, where do you get this idea of Isser Kolel from exactly? You're saying that since it was Kolul on this, well, what do you mean? Did you ever ask about Isser Mosif? Now, before we get into this, let me explain to you what the difference is. Remember that we have two separate modes by which we can change the nature of an Isser so that it now will be Chal on something that's already Asr. One is the Isser Kolel. Remember that the nature of the Isser Kolel is to create a broader set that are included in this Isser and say that since the broader set subsumes the smaller set, that automatically the smaller set is going to be Asr. Okay, what classic case of that was Yom Kippur. So you were not allowed to eat Nevela. But in the general set of not being allowed to eat at all, levela is included. So since you've created an issur where you're not allowed to eat at all, we're going to assume that it will subsume all lesser sets within it, right? That's issur kola. Now, we're disagreeing here about whether that's true or not. Rabbi Shimon disagreed. But there's another way in which you could do that. The other way is that you're mosif issur, meaning you don't change the application in how many different situations are included within this issur. In other words, does the issur apply to all food? Does it apply only to a limited set of food? Instead, you redefine the application of the issur to the actual piece that was previously us. That's called mosif. In this case, the nevela is not really affected at all by the fact that other things are us. We're just saying, if something asers other things, why wouldn't it also aser the nevela as well, right? So Yom Kippur should include the nevela. But there's another way of adding iser, and that is that the piece that was previously aser becomes more aser. That's called mosif, more. How does it become more aser? Let's take the classic case here, is you start off with a piece of chelev. A piece of chelev is aser to you. It's an iser karet. But it's certainly kosher to be brought on the mizbeach. It's exactly what's supposed to be brought on the mizbeach. That's the point. And now, suppose this piece of chelev becomes notar. Now, you're not allowed to bring notar on the mizbeach. So a piece of meat which was previously mutter to the mizbeach, but aser to you, now becomes a piece of meat which is also aser to the mizbeach. Since this piece becomes more asur, the more asur includes its previous isurim, not the previous applications of the issur. Now, you could see why this is more reasonable than the issur kolel. Because the issur kolel has nothing to do with this piece. All we're saying is that since an issur exists in the world, and since it's a broader issur, why not include this piece? I could argue, why yes? This piece remains the application
to the person.
To the person, but not the piece, right. But the person was already issur on this piece. Mashenke, in this case, where I'm changing the nature of the piece that's aser, now that makes sense. That nobody's going to argue with. And indeed, the Gemara elsewhere says that even those who argue about Isser Kolel agree that Isser Mosif is definitely an operative principle. If the same piece is now more aser than it was before, then the greater Isur is going to be chal on the piece. Once it's chal on the piece, you're not going to be able to distinguish, well, it's only chal on the piece vis-a-vis the mizbeach, but it doesn't define the piece vis-a-vis the adam. Can you just answer me, is this notar or is it not notar? Okay, what's the din of notar for you? Can you eat notar or are you going to be chayef karet on eating notar? Sorry, it's notar. There's no way for me to avoid the definition of the piece. But when you're trying to add Yom Kippur, so, excuse me, is this what? Is this food? Yes, but it was food that was always us because of nevela. So I say, well, but other food is aser. Okay, thanks. I won't eat other food. Well, I mean, shouldn't this be aser because it's Yom Kippur? No. Where exactly is the Yom Kippur in this piece, you see? So once I've redefined the piece, I cannot claim Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser means we cannot redefine the nature of this piece vis-a-vis the Isser because it's nevela. So what? So now it becomes also a shvua. Why would it become also a shvua? Where does the Shvua have room to define this piece for you? But if somehow now this Isser has room because we're all agreed it's going to define the piece vis-a-vis something, so then the piece is notar. You can't say it's only notar for this and not notar for that. That's silly. So Mosif is a given. It's unavoidable in terms of your Svara. So the same way, what he's arguing is that it's the same essentially as Isser Mosif.
Practical application.
Yeah, with the two carbonos, exactly.
For the same eating, for the one eating.
Correct. So therefore, says Rav, I'll tell you. My time at Mand Isser Kolel, Midadav Isser Mosif, and Mand Patar, the one who doesn't hold, as we just saw Rabbi Shimon, doesn't hold of the Isser Kolel, because he doesn't consider it to be comparable at all. The Letle, Ki Amar Isser Mosif, he says, look, come on. Isser Mosif is logical, because it's Bechor HaKatich, it's the same piece that is inevitably redefined by its new status as notar. But to say shtei chatichot, I mean, why would what is usher on one piece have anything to do with what's usher on another piece? Lo amrina. Furthermore, says Rava, you know, I want to teach you something. If you hold of Isur Kolel, Laman de Itle Isur Kolel, so let's take an example of a case where a guy would say, I take a shvua that I will not eat figs. I won't eat te'inim. And then he goes and he says, now I'm taking a new shvua that I won't eat figs or grapes. So then, Migu de Chayel A'anavim, since this new shvua is broader, and it affects grapes, so it's also chal on the figs. And now we'll be over twice on eating the figs. Chal nami ateinim. So you understand, yes. Well, we need more examples of Isur Kolel. I mean, pshita, obviously. You might as well sit here and tell me about every possible combination. We'll be here till doomsday. What's the point that Rav is trying to make here? All he did was repeat the nature of an Isur Kolel, and he's saying, if you hold of an Isur Kolel, then you hold of an Isur Kolel. That's a meaningless statement. Ah, but it's not, is it? Because did we not just learn yesterday that the reason, and this was Reish Lakish reasoning, the reason, said Reish Lakish, that the Rabbanan would have argued over here about Isur Kolel, even though generally they would have accepted it, is because they said, this is a tailor-made Isur Kolel, that is not a meaningful Isur Kolel. It's you artificially created a situation of a set called figs and grapes. Whoever heard of such a figs and grapes? Because you're trying to create now an idea that should include the figs because you made it grapes, so therefore that's called an Isur Kolel. And Isur Kolel has to be natural. There exists an Isur called Yom Kippur, which includes all food. So it has to include the Nevelot. But you, smart aleck, are going to create an artificial set called figs and grapes. That's not considered to be an Isur Kolel at all. We ignore what you say about the figs because the figs were already usher. You can't just arbitrarily say, well, I've got to figure out how to get my figs included. And Rava is bedafka creating a case, which is not at all pshita, because ma'ada tema, I might have thought that when it comes to Yom HaKippurim being an Isur Kolel, that's because it's an Isur Abba Me'elav. There, Amrinan, we say Isur Kolel. But Isur Abba Me'atzmo, an Isur that is created by the man himself, like this case of the Shua, lo amrina, therefore Rava comes to say that he, in fact, holds that it makes absolutely no difference in terms of the technicality. If this is an Isur Kolel, then this is an Isur Kolel. Masiv Rava Berei de Rava. If that is true, I have a problem with the Mishnah about Yesh Ochel Achila Achat, the Chayav Alea Arba Chataot, that famous case that we spoke about, the Asham Echad. A guy can eat one thing, and it'll be Chayav four separate Chataot, plus a Korban Asham. Now I'm going to tell you what the case is. He is a Tamei, a Tumat Haguf, who eats Chelev, which is Notar, from Mugdashim on Yom HaKippurim. Well, what do you think about that? So in that case, you'll say, wait a minute, but ain Yisur chal al Yisur. Oh, yes, in this case it would be. The animal is born. It's born with chelev. So at that moment, it's usur and chelev. Now you go ahead and you make it kodesh. Now there's an Yisur kodesh, me'ila, in other words, on the meat. So once it's usur on all of the meat, it now is kolel along with it, with the chelev. That's Yisur kolel. Then you let it wait overnight after the shechita, now it becomes notar. Now it becomes usur for the mizbeach. But once it becomes usur for the mizbeach, it's mosif isur on you, correct? So this is now isur mosif, which everybody agreed. Then you become tame. Since you now become usur on eating any type of kodesh, so it also includes this non-kosher kodesh as an isur kolel. So there you go. It's all included. You're going to be chayev a korban asham for the me'ilah, and you're going to be chayev three normal chataot, plus a chatat, meaning a korban olav yored, in the tamei she'achalat hakodesh, correct?
Yom Kippur comes after that because it's
fine. Yeah, Yom Kippur, we said, is always a Isur Kolel. Yeah. And so, you have no problem. Rabbi Meir says, well, you might as well add the day where Yom Kippur came out on Shabbat, and as you're chewing this, you're walking, so you're carrying. So, afi maita Shabbat, v'otziyo b'piv, chayav, Come on, that's Eino Menat Shem. You might as well say, what does that have to do with eating? You might as well say, plus you were also carrying a revolver at the time and you pulled the trigger. What does that have to do with it? We're talking about things that are related to your, innately, to your eating. Now, my problem with your approach, says Rava Breda Rabba to Rava, if you're right, then we could have five chataot. Because it could be talking about a guy who not only ate the chalav on Yom Kippur that was notar and so on, but it's also a guy who had made a shvua. And his shvua was, I will not eat dates and chalav. Now, according to you, you're saying that that's a valid iser kolal of a shvua. And therefore, since you're now not allowed to eat dates, you also now have a new iser shvua on eating the chalav, which would give you one additional korban, chatat, albeit a korban olah v'yored, but it's still a chatat, okay? So I should say, according to your shita, migo, dechayel atmarim, because this shvua is chal on the dates, it's also chal on the chelev, and that gives us five chataot plus an asham. So therefore, you would seem to be that you're wrong, and that you cannot tailor make an iser to create an iser on the chalav of a shvua through kolel. Ah, that's not a problem, says the Gemara. We could always say, ki katani isra ba me'elav. We're talking about isurim that are natural isurim, not, the Mishnah's not talking about isurim that you create yourself. I mean, yeah, you want to create isurim. We could come up with 10,000 shvuas that you made. You're going to aser dates and chalav. And now you're going to aser a new thing, figs plus dates and chalav. I mean, that's crazy. So we're not talking about that. What do you mean we're not talking about that? You said it's talking about a case of a hegdesh. Hegdesh is artificial. You created the hegdesh. Maybe you didn't create the hegdesh. Maybe the hegdesh we're referring to is a bechor. So if it's a bechor, then it would have been a hegdesh whether you say so or not. Or, I could say another answer. Maybe it has nothing to do with the fact that you created yourself. But the Mishnah wants to talk about chataot that you couldn't get out of. And if it's a shvua, you can always get out of it. All you need to do is find a cooperative rabbi, you know. And he'll be marta the shvua for you. So that we're not talking about. We're talking about isrim de let le she'ela. But a shvua de it le she'ela, that lo katani. Wait a minute, but hekdesh. Hekdesh is a form of neder. You could always go to a rabbi and say, I don't really want to make this hekdesh. Yeah, but we said we're talking about a bechor. Of course, the reason that we asked the question is because when we said ibayit ema, we thought we can get away without getting onto the case of bechor. Now you're going to tell me ibayit ema. I mean, then it's meaningless already. You're not helping. Okay. But we have two reasons why we would not include, both of which require us to say it's talking about a bechor. We're kedushato mirecha. Ukinna bechor. Or, I'll give you another answer. Kikatani karban kavua. What we're talking about is four chataot that are standard chataot. But this, if we're going to add the case we make a shvua, what chi of chatat is there on a shvua? Karban olah v'yored. We don't want to talk about karban olah v'yored. What are you talking about? You don't want to talk about karban olah. You are talking about karban olah v'yored. One of the four chataot was a tamei shachalat hakodesh. We just finished two prakim discussing the karban olah v'yored and the tamei shachalat hakodesh. So, Arei Tamei Shachal HaKodesh. Well, over there, it's a Korban Olah V'Yored. So, how do you explain that? No. It's not a Korban Olah V'Yored. How's that? This is very, very cute. If the man who does this is the Nasi, and of course, we're used to trying to find ways of multiply serving for a Nasi, right? So if the guy who does it is a Nasi, the Prakletut's got him on another thing. What's the Prakletut got him on? On a chatat kavua. How is it a chatat kavua? It's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, you see. Rabbi Eliezer says the din of a nasi is that he's always going to bring the sa'ir nasi, even for those things where the Torah has assigned a non-nasi, a korban olah v'yored. Because what does the Torah say about a korban olah v'yored? That now, how does it differ from a standard chatat? Well, you could bring your standard chatat, a kisva. Or if you can't afford that, you could bring an oath. Or if you can't afford that, you could bring a mincha. But the Nasi will never bring a Kisbah. So the Nasi is not even included in this entire Parsha. The whole Parsha of Olav Yoreh takes the place of the Chatat Kavua, which a Hedyot would bring. But the Korban of a Nasi is never part of that whole idea, and therefore the concept of Olav Yoreh doesn't exist when it comes to taking the place of a Seir Nasi. Therefore, the case in the Mishnah, if it's referring to a Nasi, is a Chatat Kavua. But if the Nasi makes the Shvuah of the dates and the Chalev, it's not going to be Mechayev and Mechatat Kavua for the very simple reason that there's no Isur Karet in the Shvuah. So therefore, there was no Parsha of Seir Nasi that was said. The only Parsha that was said was Chatat Olav Yoreh. Even the Nasi, of course, will be included in that parsha because there's no options. That must be where the Torah's talking about everybody. And so that case, we don't want to talk about. This is a rather creative explanation of how it is. We won't include the Korban Shvuah in the Mishnah. Very, very cute. So we're talking about a Korban Olav Yoreh, but the case here is a Nasi. And it's going, Aliba the Ribble Yezer, he the Amar Nasi, always brings a Sa'ir. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi, I got another approach. You could say, the Mishnah, after all, what's impressive about the Mishnah is you manage to eat one little thing. Well, what's one little thing? In other words, one shir, and that shiur is b'chayev you, all of these different korbanot. The problem is that if you make a shvuah, the shvuah may have no bearing, the shir may have no bearing on the shvuah. Because you can always make a shvuah that asers you b'mashu. So obviously, it's not included in our whole beautiful case. I mean, our whole beautiful case stresses how it is that one shiur can affect you in five different ways. To introduce an iser, to which shiur is irrelevant, is not really part of what we're trying to do here at all. And therefore, kikatani mida dechayla kishiur. Talk about things where it makes sense to say one kizayat will drag you to hell in all these different ways. But a shavua, which is chayla pachot mikishiur, lo katani. But wait, Hekdesh doesn't have a shiur of kizayit. There's no din of a kizayit by Mi'ilah, is there? Hare Hekdesh, okay, but even Hekdesh may not have a shiur of kizayit, but it has a shiur of a shava pruta. In other words, it's defined by a shiur, that's the idea. So once there's a shiur, it's a chiddush for the Mishnah to tell me in Kritut, you want to figure out how many ways you can die. Okay, with one shiur. Okay, that's this makes sense. But to say something that has no shiur at all, that we're not going to include. Ravashi me'aviria quotes Rabbi Zera as saying, the only cases that our Mishnah is talking about, remember, it's a Mishnah in Kritut, right? So in Kritut, you want to talk about how many ways can you die. So we're talking about Isurei Karet. So we're talking about Kikitani's Dono Karet. We're not talking about where the Isur is an Isur Lav. We're not. Of course we are. The case of Me'ila. There's no Isser Karet on Me'ila. The Isser Karet, you recall, we had before about Chloket Rebbe and Rabbanan, whether it's an Isser Mitabide Shamayim or an Azarabi Alma, Chloket Rebbe and Rabbanan. But it's certainly not an Isser Karet. And we list it. Now, what do you say about that? Hare Asham, you understand what the Gemara has done over here, is forced us to parse this Mishnah in such a way as to recognize all of the specific issues that are being brought up in the Mishnah. So we talk about this case, well, that case, that's strange. Why is that part of it? It doesn't really fit the bill. Why is this case part of it? It doesn't really fit the bill. So we've managed now to deal, by pretending that we're dealing with the question of why not include the Shvuah, we've managed to deal with the question of whether something has she'elah. We managed to deal with something with the Isur Bamiatzmo. We've managed to talk about the question of whether you're chayav a korban olav a yored versus the other chataot. We've managed to talk about the difference between a case where a nasi would be chayav in one, a soyer or not. And it's brilliant the way it's constructed. It's all ostensibly to answer why we can't add the case of a shvuah. So here we've got another lovely idea. We talked about the difference between things that have a shiur, things that don't have, what type of shiur. And here we're introducing now another issue. But wait, is not the common denominator karet, and the one thing that does not seem to be part of this common denominator is me'ila, which is the asham, which is dono lav. And it does mention that. Yes, it does. But my dear friend, surely we're all agreed that the question of whether something is a chiyuv karet is only an operable question when it comes to a chatat. Because the whole idea of a chatat, except for this unique case of shvua where there's no chalot of karet, other than that, every single chatat is brought specifically on Issa karet. When it comes to Asham, oh, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you can bring an Asham for sleeping with a Shivcha Harufa, but there is barely an Isser. So, I mean, over there, we're clearly not talking about the type of Isser that's correct. Why should I? But the case here of the four Chataot plus one Asham, to add a new Chatat of Shvua, which is not correct, would indeed violate the common denominator of the Chataot. See how we've zeroed in? It's brilliant. It's like the Rambam says. Once you see a Gemara, it's clear that Rav Ashi didn't manage to do this out of pure human capability. It's constructed at too many different levels. Gotta be Ruach HaKodesh. Ravina Amar, Ki katani mide dechayle amide de barachila. Remember, the meaning of the Mishnah is, you can eat one eating. Now, if it comes to a Shvuah, you can make that same Shvuah on eating dirt. And that has nothing to do with one eating. It's one ingestion. That's not really a common denominator with eating now, is it? So we need to be talking about things that are edible. You're going to talk about a Shvuah. Shvuah could be chal just as easily on something that isn't edible. Therefore, introducing Shvuah into a case where you're eating something is irrelevant. Because the Shvuah would have been exactly the same Shvuah if we were talking about swallowing nickels. And therefore, we're not going to talk about that case. Amidi de lav barachila, lo katani. And again, this forces us to recognize the difference between the case of Hegdish, where I'm going to be chayav me'ilah on wood, just as I would be chayav a shvuah on swallowing a wooden nickel. So, you already listed Hegdish. Hegdish is chal on wood, on stone, etzim avanim. Okay, let me redefine that. Ela, ki katani, mide dechayel, mide de eat be mishasha. Are we not talking about a physical object? We are. A shvuah, however, can be chal, even mide de let be mishasha. A neder cannot be chal on something that doesn't have a physical object to be chal on, because it is a heftza. Nor can any of these other things be chal on something that has no physical presence. But a shvuah can be chal on a verb. I swear not to sleep. What is sleep? Sleep is a state. So a shvuah that is chal amid the let be mishasha, where a guy can swear, I will sleep. I will not sleep. Lo katani. That we're not going to include because it's a member of a completely different type of issue. The whole idea that we're talking about here in this Mishnah is a physical object can drag you down in five different ways. So to throw in artificially a case where it just happens to be a physical object is irrelevant. So Bishlam Reish Lakish, Bishumachi Kapata Rabbi Shimon, as a matter of course, because since the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Amar Koshul Makot Velomru Kizayit Ela LeKorban, so it's perfect. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbi Shimon disagree and say you're potter on the cases of the Nevelot v'Trefot? Well, midu time on the Pshumi Sukkolel. It works out just as beautifully according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Shimon Latime. The Latle Sukkolel, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Potter. Bishleim al Reish Lakish. This makes sense as a shvuah, because it works in either direction, positive or negative. So mashkachat la b'lav v'hein. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, you could arrange the lav mashkachat la as a kolel. But how do you get a hein that I will eat a chatzishir? How can you do that? If that's also, not a chatzishir, an iser kolel. How can you say I will eat nevelot? Heichem mashkachat la. Elakid a rava. The Omar rava shvuah shlo ochal. V'achal afar patur, and we decided that there's a difference between eating dirt and eating nevelot v'trefot, one being inedible, the other one just being a matter of fighting off the lions. Omer of Mori afanan amitanina, konem ishti ne'enetli, imachalti hayom, v'achal nevelot v'trefot shkatzim v'rimashim, are ishto asuralo, so obviously, McDonald's is called food. Ah, yashta. Hatam kivadami kara achal, and then hadar ishtavale, then obviously it's food because chashuvi achshavi in advance. But achal, what did he do to make it clear that he's including McDonald's mi achshavi in advance? He can't prove it from there. Omar Rava, my time at the man to eat le isur kolel, he claims that it's the same as an isur mosif, whereas the man to patar, he says it's very different. Letle, because he says, Ki Omar Yisur Mosif, that's only where it's all the same chaticha. But b'shtei chatichot, why should the iser of a milkshake on Yom Kippur have anything to do with the iser nevelah? So lo amrina. V'yomar Rava, l'man de'itle iser kolel, omar shvua shelo ochal te'edim. V'chazar v'yomar shvua shelo ochal te'edim v'anavim, migu d'chayel ha'anavim, chayel nami ha'te'edim. It's a trivial point, pshita. Ah, not at all, sir. Ma de teme Yisra ba me'elav amrinan. Yisra ba me'atzmo lo amrinan, as indeed Rish Lakish insisted before. Kamash malan, that I disagree with that. Mativ rabba b'rei the rabba, how can you disagree with that? The Mishnah says, Yesh ochel achila achat v'chayav alea, arba chata'ot v'yasham echad. Ve'elohim, tamei shachal chelev, which is notar, which is kodesh, and it's Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Meir says, well, what about if it was also Shabbos, and you were walking while you were eating it, And then you'd be chayim. Amrullah, it's irrelevant. Ain't no min Hashem. But anyway, getting back to the Rabbanan, if you, Rava, are right, says Rava Bar Rava, so then there should be five chata'ot. Because we could add a case, kon shamar shvua shelo achal tamarim v'chelev. And since according to you, migo dechayel tamarim, chayel nami achelev, yeah, but kikatani isra ba me'elav, really now? And what about Hegdash? Well, maybe it's talking about a Bechor. It's not up to you. Or I could say maybe the distinguishing factor is but Shvua itle she'elo katani. Well, what about Hegdash? Well, we already said we're talking about a Bechor. Ibaitema, kikatani korban kavua. Carbon all over yored lo katani. What do you mean carbon all over yored lo katani? You said tamei shachalat hakodesh. That's a carbon over yored. Well, not if he's a Nasi and you're all like Rebbe Yezer. The Omer Nasi may be Seir always. Rav Asher Amar Kikatani Miri Dechai Le Kishiur. But a Shvua, which could be Chal even Apachot Mi Kishiur, the Mishnah loses all of its punch if you throw in a Shvua. No Lo Katani. Well, what do I mean? Hekadish doesn't have a Shir of a Gezayin. Yes, but it has a Shir of a Shavapruta. Rav Asher Ma'aviria Amar Rebbe Zera Kikatani Zdono Karet. But to add a Shvua, where there's no karet, zdon olav lo katani. What? What about me'ila, the asham? That's zdon olav v'katani. We're talking about a karet chatat, which is always karet-oriented. We're not going to bring you the one example where you have a chatat on some yadzani is a karet. Ravina Amar, ki katani midi dechayla, midi de barachila. Shvua could be chal even on dirt, so tamidi olav barachilo, it's not going to say it. Really now? And what about Hegdish, where you're chayav me'ila, on Eitzim va'avanim? Okay. So, Kikatani, the Chayal Amididit be Mishasha alone, but a Shvua is Chayal even Amididit be Mishasha. Like I could say, Ishan, or Lo Ishan. And that, Lokatani.